On Monday's front page, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said President Obama wants the biggest possible reduction in the deficit. This came after House Speaker John Boehner pulled back from negotiations on raising the debt ceiling. About 20% of personal income nationwide now comes from government payments. We'll look at why cutting food stamp programs and jobless benefits could slow the recovery. And despite the drug war in the streets, there's a manufacturing boom along the Mexican border. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story quotes Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner as saying President Obama will continue to press for the largest possible debt reduction. Geithner said the main problem in negotiations in Washington is Republicans are insisting on a deal involving spending cuts without any tax increases. Geithner's comments on the CBS News program Face the Nation came less than 12 hours after House Speaker John Boehner announced he was walking away from negotiations on a comprehensive $4 trillion debt reduction package. Times reporter Carl Hulse has a front-page news analysis. He says that by pulling the plug the way he did, Boehner reduced the chances of a messy fight within his own party. Boehner may also have underestimated the president's willingness to challenge congressional Democrats to give ground on programs like Medicare and Social Security. That approach also put pressure on Boehner to make concessions. Nearly $2 of every 10 in Americans' wallets last year came from the government. Times reporter Motoko Rich says that figure covers everything from unemployment benefits and food stamps to Social Security. Now the money's disappearing. Extended benefits to help people cope with the recession will run out this year. Moody's Analytics estimates that works out to $37 billion in lost income. Economists say it'll put a drag on consumer spending and on the recovery itself. In Arizona alone, 45,000 people could lose benefits by the end of the year. In Matamoros, Mexico, U.S.-owned factories are humming along even as drug cartels continue their fight in the streets. Times reporter Randall Archibald says manufacturing jobs in Mexico increased 8.2% to 1.8 million as of January. The factories import raw materials duty-free. They export finished auto parts and electronics. That lowers the cost. It also creates jobs that pay $8 to $16 a day. That's more than the Mexican average, but a lot less than in the U.S. Things here in New York usually slow down on weekends, but the subways seem almost as crowded as during the week. Weekend ridership has doubled in the last 20 years. That's outpaced the growth during the week. One reason is the transit system is no longer a national symbol of urban blight. Another is residential developments that have sprung up near subway stations in Brooklyn and Queens. Times reporter Michael Grinbaum says weekend riders are not all out having a good time. The city's increasingly service-oriented economy means a lot of workers work weekends. The Book of Mormon won 9 Tony Awards on Broadway. 230 miles away, there's another production that has more in common with the Spider-Man spectacle. It's the Mormons' annual pageant in Manchester, New York. That's the tiny town upstate where Mormons say an angel showed Joseph Smith the way to the Golden Tablets back in 1823. There's a cast of more than 700 people and a multi-level stage, along with special effects for earthquakes, floods, and burnings at the stake. Inside Monday's Times, a new look at the age-old debate about alcoholism. Is it all in someone's head? Can alcoholism be overcome through willpower? Or is alcoholism a physical disease that demands ongoing medical treatment, the same as diabetes or epilepsy? The medical establishment is putting its weight behind that second option. 10 medical schools have just introduced accredited residency programs in addiction medicine. Young doctors will now spend a year studying the relationship between addiction and brain chemistry. The $12 billion bid by Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation for British Sky Broadcasting ran into fresh trouble in London. The opposition Labour Party promised to take the battle against the takeover to a vote in the House of Commons. Murdoch is trying to buy the 61% of BSkyB that News Corporation doesn't already own. The deal is under scrutiny because of the scandal over phone hacking at Murdoch's tabloid News of the World. News Corporation announced last week that it was shutting down News of the World. Staff members who put the last edition to bed on Saturday night said they expect the police to turn the newsroom into a crime scene. Italy is becoming a bigger priority for the Eurozone. Top European officials meet Monday amid fears that Italy could become the latest victim of the debt crisis. On Friday, Italy's stock market fell 3.5%. The spread of 10-year Italian government bond yields over the German equivalent is the greatest it's been since the euro was introduced back in 1998. Monday's Business Day section says Wall Street banks are expected to post weak second-quarter results in the next few days. This comes after a sizzling first quarter. Analysts expect J.P. Morgan Chase to report a 20% drop in sales and trading revenues. They say investor activity has slowed down as the economy has weakened. Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley are all expected to report similar news. The hottest new club isn't in New York or Los Angeles. It's on a website called Turntable.fm. It provides a twist on online music services because users can take turns playing songs just like a DJ. Everyone else in the virtual listening room can rate the songs from awesome to lame. DJs who make poor choices risk getting booted from the turntable. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.